Well, China's Communist Party Congress next month will set the stage for a possible overhaul of the country's top economic roles. Joining us to discuss is Tom Hancock, Bloomberg China economy reporter. So the biggest reshuffle in potentially a decade, and this comes amid these worsening growth risks in China and as we're continuing to see COVID zero at play with the lockdown of Chengdu, Tom.
Yeah, so we've got the Communist Party Congress date now fixed for the middle of October. And we're expected to see Xi Jinping stay on as Communist Party chief for another 5 years. But below him, basically, the entire economic team is going to start a shift that begins with the Congress when people's role in the Communist Party changes and ends next year, early next year at the National People's Congress, when people's government roles are rubber stamped by that Congress. So we've really got a range of people stepping down according to the usual retirement ages. The two key to watch for are Liu He, who has been Xi Jinping's right-hand man and economy czar, and also Li Keqiang, who has been the premier, obviously, kind of a weakened premier, but still influential in economic policy.
No surprise, experts are saying the replacements need experience and loyalty to Xi. But I guess how are they going to deal with some of these huge problems you're seeing in the economy, not only the COVID downturn, the property market downturn, and also youth unemployment at this record 20%?
Yeah, they will be having a huge amount of difficult issues on their plate as they take on these roles. We should also mention that it's likely Yi Gang, who is the central bank governor, will also be gone by March. And from what we're seeing, his replacements and the other replacements who are people are talking about are all people who are very experienced economic policymakers. They've been working in very senior positions for a long time. So I wouldn't expect any big policy shifts from them straight away. But they're all people who have worked closely with Xi for decades. And there are some signs that loyalty to Xi is becoming a bit more important than academic qualifications, because we've really had a time where academics, including Yi Gang, have been running economic policy. And so we could see maybe more political influence. And I think that, what Xi Jinping usually does is still delegate a lot of the economic policy implementation and details to these officials. So they're going to play an important role as well.
Tom, your crystal ball probably as good as mine, but there is a lot of speculation that perhaps after this Congress, we could see an easing of some of these COVID zero curbs. Is that what you're kind of hearing from people in the know?
Yeah, I mean, the latest prediction is from Nomura, saying that they think it will, the policy will continue, past the National People's Congress next year. It's really anyone's guess, but I still believe that the policy won't last forever. China is looking for some kind of transition, but it doesn't seem to be on the cards in the near term. It'll be something to maybe watch for in the second half of next year, and maybe there'll be some sort of gradual easing of how lockdowns are done. So we need to watch for that closely.
All right, Tom, thanks. As always, Tom Hancock, Bloomberg China economy reporter with us in Hong Kong.